you for having me.
Lawmakers in North Dakota are looking to bring an overwhelmingly disliked institution back to the state, parking meters. The state has had a ban on on-street parking meters for 68 years, which hasn't been much of a problem in a state with only 10 residents per square mile. But now the state Senate has approved a bill to reverse the ban, and the state House could follow. Many mayors are also in favor, including the mayor of Fargo, North Dakota, Tim Mahoney, who joins us. Mayor Mahoney, welcome.
Thank you.
And nobody likes parking meters. Why would you want to bring them back?
Because they've kept them away from us for so long. You know, they started out with a guy in North Dakota that didn't like parking meters, Howard Henry, and he made a crusade to stop parking meters in the state. So he went out and got everybody to line up for a referendum on it, and he won by 1%.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, 1948.
Yeah.
So we've come back to the legislative body numerous times and said, hey, can we have parking meters? And this time, we might get a break.
And what's the upside of parking meters? Tell me why you want parking meters.
For us, what it is, in our downtown area, Broadway is really popular. And we did a downtown study on parking and found 75% of the people park for an hour or less. And so if we can get people downtown into a shop and buy something, one of our consultants said that, you know, that's a win-win. So for us, it's managing the parking better. We'll give them first free hour anyway, so they're not going to be charged anything for that. But then after that, as you know, in the bigger cities, you know, you can use your smartphone and stay there longer if you decide to, you know, do something else in the downtown area. We have a lot of people that work in the shops that park out in front of the stores, so that doesn't move our parking people around. So that we find it as a business incentive.
So what are those people going to do, do you think, if you disturb the way that they've been able to park for so long?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. In North Dakota, people have this idea that they have to park on the block they're doing business, or if they work, the same issue, they can run out and grab their car and go somewhere. And in a bigger city, as you know, most people might park one, two blocks, three blocks away. And we have plenty of parking off the main avenue that people could be able to do that.
But they can't just park their car at 8 in the morning and keep it there until they leave work at the end of the day.
That's right. And that, we think this will help us out a lot of ways because our downtown has a lot of little shops that people go in and out of. And it's just this crazy thing that people like to be able to park close to where they're doing business. We feel it's more of a need for us to circulate our parking spaces for people.
How much revenue do you think you're going to get out of this?
Revenue for us isn't really the big concern for the city of Fargo. We have other ways of doing revenue, and we would not really going to charge them that much for their parking when they do the hourly rate.
So what are the people of Fargo telling you about this? Do they like this idea or do they not like this idea?
People are always a little afraid of new ideas. So we did an online poll with a paper, and it was about 80% against versus 20% for. But a lot of people don't understand actually what we're going to do. So we'd go back to the public and say, here's what we might do. There won't be actually parking meters. It'll be all smartphone app. And it'll be gracious, first hour's free. And I think once people understand it, they'll be better prepared to go for it.
And I assume that since you're entering the parking meter world at such a modern time, you're not going to be making people put quarters in like they used to and still do in some places.
No, we'll keep away from that. I was just intrigued as at the time they were talking about collecting money in 46. It was a nickels, pennies, dimes, and occasional quarter, $7,000 for the city of Bismarck. So that was kind of interesting.
So of all the things that you as the mayor of Fargo have to deal with, how high is this on your priority list right now?
Oh, this would be kind of on the bottom half. It's not, if it happens, I'll be okay with it. If it doesn't, we'll keep living another day.
And how likely is it to happen?
I think the state will pass it. The Senate finally passed it. We've never gotten past either body, the legislative body, before. So it's passed in the Senate. We have some people that are saying, let the cities choose to what they want to do. And that's gone along pretty well. People are recognizing we should allow people to choose on their own. And then we would have a lot of public forums, debates, and discussions before we'd even institute it. But it does help if they allow us to have that conversation. And if we want to have it, we could do it.
So before we let you go, I have to ask you, as the mayor of Fargo, North Dakota, many Americans know Fargo from the movie Fargo, the great movie from the mid-90s. 20 years later, does that have an impact on the city of Fargo? Do people come and visit because they want to see the place from the movie?
We do have a visitor's bureau that does have the wood chipper there present, but we are one of the top 10 downtowns in the nation. and we're at number three in entrepreneurs coming into town. So we have a young age, 32 is our average age in the city, so we have a lot of young people coming to town.
And what are they doing for work?
We have a lot. Microsoft has the second largest campus in the United States here in Fargo. So we have a lot of people into software and hardware and different types of things. A lot of our stuff has worked on agriculture. Some of our stuff is working on drone technology. And then Microsoft has a big business influence on their business solutions.
And now they're going to have to deal with parking meters, potentially. Mayor Tim Mahoney
of
Fargo, North Dakota, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You know, sometimes it's nice to have parking meters, Eric, because at least then there's a spot for you to take for those 2 hours.
I'm pro-meter, and I'm pro-wood chipper as well. Bring out the wood chipper.
Oh, no. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Eric Westervelt. You're listening to Here and Now.